Clicks, 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 they'll do anything to get a few. Tick, 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 that's the sound before my head explodes. Quick, 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 look at you up on your pedestals. Quick, 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 hear the critics come, it's time to go. I read your article, it kinda hurt me. I don't know who hired you or what your friends say in your circle, but the fact that you released it tells me two things are for certain. They get paid for trashing people, I get paid cause I stay working. Drop the search and they emerge up out of nowhere to the surface. Just a peek behind the curtain, throwing salt at all my burdens. I'm aware I shouldn't give this my attention. Life's a journey, I should just stay on my path and learn to laugh. You think they heard me? Ears are burning, put them out. Quiet, quiet, look around. Why don't they find someone way more interesting to write about? Us, we're kinda boring, aren't we? All we do is whine and pout. It's confusing, so amusing how I argue with myself. Hello.
Welcome, everybody, to Cup with Gup, PGA Movers and Shakers for the PGA Championship on a Wednesday morning here in Norman, Oklahoma. Thank you for joining us. Get some final thoughts in here, where we're at, where we've changed from Monday, where we moved up, where we moved down, what's the course going to play like, all that good stuff for you guys. First, run through this real quick. I've been talking about it all week. Join us now. Use the code PGA, get 30% off any package. That includes a 7-day free trial. That'll get you through. If you do a monthly package with the free trial, you get the PGA Championship, Charles Schwab, the Memorial, the Palmetto, which is replacing the RBC Canadian Open, U.S. Open, and Travelers. So another major plus five tournaments, two majors and four other tournaments, including that 7-day free trial. Come join us now, PGA, 30% off. If you'd like to get some GC swag this week only, use the code PGA, get 40% off any gear in our store as well. Listener League is almost full. We got about 70% full or so. That was as of early this morning, so let's fill that up. If you haven't jumped in yet, the link will be in the audio podcast as always. 1K to first is our largest listener league ever, 750 spots, flat payout structures, limited rake. As always, if you're listening to this and you finish in the top three, shoot me a message. You'll get $50 GC swag credit. Winners for the week, YouTube comment winners, $50 GC swag credit. Larry Bikes, Kim Foreman, $25 GC swag credit. Johnny Newman, Omaha Man J, Devin Michalek, Dennis K905. iTunes winners, $50 GC swag credit. Parker 7x7, Left Lane 2 Pass, $25 GC swag credit. Cannonball 617. And our two Masters merchandise item winners, Dallas Horseman and Cornhusker 55. Congrats to all you guys. If you're a member, DM me on Slack. If not, DM me on Twitter. I will get you your information to get your credit or your gear that you won. More giveaways throughout the week, especially for our premium members. We like to do that, especially during the major weeks. Saturday night's always a fun time heading into round four showdown for Sunday. My updated thoughts on the week. No wave advantage for me unless something drastically changes in the next 12 hours, which I don't see. It will actually be about 6 to 8 hours. We'll be watching it all the way through the night if there's something major. I just don't see it. There's going to be bits and pieces of win for all these guys during both their rounds, AM, PM, PM, AM. So I really don't see much of a true wave advantage. Not going to build like that. I think you naturally, I mentioned this yesterday on the pod, could do, if you're, say you're building 100 lineups just per se, you could build 10 lineups AM, PM, 10 lineups PM, AM, and then 80 just with your true builds. That's not horrible in case something does come up. Maybe you get luck into it naturally. I'm not against that, but I won't go into the week saying I have to have a way. There's a huge wage advantage. It actually looks like an awesome week. I mean, weather-wise, it really does. I mean, even the guys that were there in 2012, some of the commentators as you're listening and all that, mentioned how much better the forecast looks than it was in 2012. And I talked about this Monday and a little bit yesterday that you really – that Friday set the difference in what happened in 2012. And I just don't see that this year. There's going to be wind. Around the green is going to matter. Short game is going to matter. Scrambling is going to matter. It's going to be a grind. But I really think the cut, it was plus six in 2012. I see it plus one, plus two, somewhere in that range. Rory won at 13 under, but the next best was five. I see the winner being about what Rory shot, so minus 11 to minus 13. Maybe could get to minus 15, but I think 11 to 13 is about right. But I think you'll see a bigger pack up there. It won't be a guy, you know, in an 8-shot lead. That's just rare. It doesn't happen very often. With that, though, I think the importance of finishing positions could matter, because we're not going to have, even at 11 to 13 under, we may see only 20, 25 guys be under par. I mean, and when that happens, you just don't have as much birdie streaks, eagles, hole-in-ones, all those bonus points come up. So come Sunday, you know, the board can flip quick on finishing positions, and this could be a tournament, especially if we wind up getting an 8-9 under winner, where that finishing position can matter even more on Sunday as opposed to the scoring throughout the week. Now, if you do get a guy that gets, you know, a few eagles throughout the 4 days or has that chance, it definitely helps them. Be interesting to see how that shakes out as we head into Sunday. But don't get discouraged if you're not, you know, say you're got your 6-6 through and you're kind of there. Those Sunday rounds, you know, where guys storm up, especially early guys who are going to be back in the field, if the weather holds, Sunday afternoon looks somewhat probably the strongest winds of the week. You know, you guys can move up that board, and because there's not a lot of scoring, could really, that the finishing points could matter more than ever, you know, especially for a major. For me, who's moved up since Monday, Matsu, I like him. He's not statistically going to pop much just because he won the Masters. But prior to that, you know, he went through a little bit of a drought, especially his iron game. But looked good last week, came back, looks to be really low owned, kind of off the radar. Same with Finau. I got to believe it to see it. He just never comes in low owned. I can't get him over 10 to 12% right now. I think max 14, 15% for him, which is still pretty low for a Finau, especially an $8,600 Finau. I know he's not coming in with good form, but I think he's worth the MME type stuff, especially when you get him that low priced. He always seems to show up in the majors, always has a good attitude. I don't think he's one that's going to get worked up in these kind of conditions. So I'll play him, especially MME. I don't know if I get there in a 1-3 max build yet, but he's definitely moved up the ladder for me. Rom, I think more people are going to go, you know, the JT route, the Spieth for sure. Spieth's going to be the Spieth and Hovland are going to be 1-2 in ownership. I think that's a no-brainer. And I think Justin will be right there. I'm wrapping up final ownership stuff after this, but I think Justin will be there, and I think you're getting an $800 price break from JT and a slight ownership discount. Does allow for better builds with the ROM, but he's definitely moved up for me. Really, I the other one that's kind of a comma pause is Rory. Like, the way that the builds are flowing in, I don't know if people are going to – he's one that I'm interested to see. People are going to click him or just continue to go, I'll just take JT, I'll take Spieth. You can't go Rory, Spieth, or Rory. I mean, it's just really hard to build. It's even hard to build if you go Rory, Schauffele, Rory, Hovland, which Hovland's pretty popular. It doesn't leave you with a lot of money on the table, so people are dropping down, I think, when they start to do builds and we do our, you know, simulations and stuff. It's like it's hard to get to where you feel comfortable with the Rory pricing. And so I'm real interested to see where he does come in at. I'm not high on him because I thought he'd be super popular, but I don't think he's going to be as popular. But I don't know if I want to pay it for him, which is probably the same quandary that a lot of people are in. But I do like Rom. He's moved up for me. Still going to have to make the decision on my top guy. You know, DJ's going to be up there. We're all waiting the presser here this morning. I think it's 11:30 Central Time. Got moved. People thought he was not on the featured group, but he actually was. I don't even know where that came from. I know the little picture that PGA put out, but I mean, if you did a little bit of digging, you could have seen that he was still on the featured groups in the PM. So that was kind of blown out of proportion, but they did move his presser, but that could be one thing. I was going back and forth with the DJ tracker last night. I'm not worried about it. If he shows up at the presser and everything's just fine, he played yesterday, played practice round, nine holes, did his practice. Like, there's no, I don't think, the only thing I could be thinking is if he maybe tested positive and he thinks it's a false positive, but I don't know if they'd let him out there practicing even if they're waiting on a second test comeback or something. But you're talking about COVID, but I'm ignoring it until now if this presser gets canceled or he doesn't show up, maybe a little more pause for concern. But for now, I'm assuming he's going to be fine, healthy, and ready to go. Patrick Reed, I was on him. I'm still going to be on him. I like him. He's moved up for me in the final ranks. I don't think he's going to garnish a massive amount of ownership, probably 12 to 14% range. I do like him. Cam Smith's a guy I wasn't really on, but even though some are buzzing about him, I think just the way that you do have Willie Z down there, you do have some other guys you can go to. Burger's picking up a ton of steam. I don't think Cam's really going to be popular like I thought. I think 9 to 11%, somewhere in that range. So I don't mind playing an $8,900 Cam Smith as a pivot to a Burger, per se. I'll take half the ownership almost, or close to, you know, even though I got to pay $200 more for Cam Smith. But he's a guy that moved up for me. Fading or moved down for me, Hovland. I like him, love the kid, play him a lot. Going to be the first or second highest own. It's just a spot that I think I'll either be extremely light onto the field or fade completely. Answers the same way. I have no issues with them. Just going to be popular. And I have to pick spots because I do think I may wind up playing Spieth, which is going to be popular. And so to get a Spieth, Hovland, even Answer's going to be extremely popular. It really clutters up that build when you're trying to be unique. I'd rather go to a Morikawa at a lot less ownership, even though he's not really high for me in general. But in an MME build, I'm getting a lot of leverage there by fading a guy that, you know, I love Hovland. I Oklahoma State boy's been playing great. I just don't know if I want to eat that chalk this week. Burger, I just mentioned. Usti's another one that everybody seems to play at the major. Major Usti, I mean, I don't mind playing him, but if he's going to get up to 10% or more at that 8,000 mark, there's a lot of other players that I see as higher upside. At best, I'd be even at the field with him at 10, but I just may cross him off completely. Sleeper, under the radar, kind of catching my eye. Moving up from Monday, Max Homa, guy I don't play much. I don't think he'll be over 5%, probably much less than that. 7,300, I think he's a good move. Ricky Fowler, I think he's a good move. Just we're getting him I don't know the last time he was at $7,000, and he's going to be sub 2%, 3%. I think he's worth a great MME play. Jason Kokrak is not getting as much steam and talked up as I thought. I like him. I think he's, you know, strong off the tee. I know the putter's been hot for him, but that you kind of need that, and I think maybe that's good for him. $7,100, I think he's one of the better values, along with like a Finau, as far as when you look at their plus minus. And I don't think he gets above 12%, probably maybe sub 10%. So I like Kokrak. Scheffler, a guy that I think people are just brushing off after last week. He burned a lot of guys. He may be in that 5, 6, 7% range. I think the talent and pricing there, this is a good MME play, you know, a good pivot, a good guy to add to your pool. And then Sergio. You know, I ran a final model this morning, about to post it for the premium members. You know, he's there. He surged up. No pun intended. He just makes me sick when you play him. You got to sweat. I mean, but in this kind of event, I think, you know, I think it's a Garcia type event. And I think I literally don't know if he's going to hit 5%. I'll take my chances there, especially MME, as some good pivots. Leverage plays of the week. Been pretty solid on these. It's two guys, really. Cantlay and Brooks. I just think they're both going to be sub 5%. They both have major question marks. I think if you want leverage on a ceiling of they can win this, is it likely? No. Can they top 15, top 20 pay off their money? Yes. Still likely they both missed the cut, but that's why it's a leverage play. It's a huge ownership discount from guys at their peak. At these prices, you would have thought these guys would be massively owned. So you're taking the risk. It is what it is. You either want to hop on or you don't. Worst case, take 8 to 10% of both in MMEs. What? That's not killing you, and you're getting massive leverage on the field there. One and done for me. I'm going to give you six this week to choose from. I think DJ's obviously going to be right there for me. Willie Z, Shoffley, who I'm not normally on. I think I have him in a lot of my one and done, so I may go there. Rahm, I think Brooks or Cantlay as leverage, like I just mentioned. I don't think they'll be high owned in those type of pools. And I think Finau is a guy that, just because we're seeing the suppressed ownership in other areas, maybe he's not looked at as much. And, you know, top five Finau, we know he can do it. And in a one and done, that could be good this week, especially with the money where it's at. Can't wait to get on this afternoon with Kenny Kim in our premium chat, the E9 edition. Looking forward to this week. Looking forward to talking to you guys all day and all night. We got a lot to discuss in the GC Warrior Room Slack channel. Come join us. PGA gets you 30% off a free week trial. If you do the month package, that gets you 6 tournaments, including 2 majors. Come give us a visit. I appreciate you guys. Have a blessed week. Thanks.